The Manhan River Bridge in East Hampton is one of the current projects in the state's five-year-old $3 billion accelerated bridge program. MassDOT Highway Administrator Frank DiPola said the program prioritizes repairing structurally deficient bridges.
The program has been a success so far. We've completed over 130 projects replacing bridges. We have, I think, 47 in construction, including this one.
When the program began, the state had flagged more than 540 bridges structurally deficient as a result of age, insufficient maintenance, and harsh New England weather.
The goal was to get it 450 or below by 2016. We predict we'll be there, or actually do better than that. So we're accomplishing the main goals.
$1.2 billion has been spent so far on bridge repairs across the state.
We've done a lot of community, a lot of bridges in communities, improving access for the citizens in the cities and towns. The bigger bridges are on either some of the Boston major bridges over the Charles River or on interstates like Route 95.
The bulk of the funding over the remaining 3 years of the program will go into five so-called mega projects in the eastern part of the state, including the Longfellow Bridge over the Charles River, the Four River Bridge in Quincy, and the Whittier Bridge in Amesbury. DiPola said another goal of the accelerated bridge program was to develop innovative construction methods to complete projects on time and on budget with minimal disruption to motorists and pedestrians. The Manhan River Bridge project is the first in western Massachusetts to use precast concrete deck beams. Before the advent of precast construction materials, a bridge like the Manhan would have been repaired one lane at a time, and the project would have taken 2 years to complete. The Manhan Bridge closed on June 3rd and is now projected to reopen by the end of October. The $4 million contract for the bridge project imposes financial penalties on the contractor if the bridge is closed for more than 180 days. The contractor, Northern Construction Services of Weymouth, will receive a bonus amounting to $3,000 per day if the job is finished sooner.
Those incentives work very well for us. We've used those on several locations, and I think in every case we've paid out the entire incentive amount. So it's really been a bonus to us to get our contractors to really staff the jobs and to get these done quickly. I know in the past people have made comments about they go by DOT jobs, they don't see anybody working. We find that when we offer the incentives, that doesn't happen. We have people working very diligently.
The Manhan Bridge is part of Route 10, which connects East Hampton and North Hampton. About 22,000 vehicles cross it on an average day, according to Patrick Bruff, president of the Greater East Hampton Chamber of Commerce.
All of the businesses did see a obvious reduction in the drive-by traffic that they're seeing, but I think a lot of them have planned for that. So it's definitely impacting their business, and they're all looking forward to the day when the road will be back opened.
The chamber published an online newsletter and created a text alert system to report on the bridge construction progress. Reporting from East Hampton, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.